This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Y'all never listen to me.
What do you mean we don't listen to you? You don't listen to us.
The state of Colorado has just completed construction of North America's largest wildlife overpass that is now open for wildlife.
An overpass is the same thing as a bridge. It's like a road is a street.
No, synonyms are hard.
Elk, pronghorn, mule deer, black bears, mountain lions, and a variety of other species are now able to cross the I-29 Greenland Bridge. Wildlife Overpass near Larkspur, which is North America's largest wildlife overpass.
Yeah, they've got these all over places in the West.
It's grassy and everything, and the animals know. They use the bridge.
Can I read to you from Oxford?
Yeah.
The definition of the word overpass?
Yeah.
It means a bridge.
It's a wildlife overpass. That's different. It's for wildlife. Colorado, by the way, is leading the way in reducing wildlife vehicle collisions and improving safety for both the wildlife and our motorists.
How does the wildlife know to take the bridge? My dog knows like three words, sit, outside, and ball.
So, well, there are signs.
They've studied it. And there are signs, but they've studied this, Scott. And they also put cameras. You're going to laugh. They put cameras on that wildlife overpass, and you can just sit there all day and watch the moose go, dirt, 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 dirt. They know. I don't know how they know. They just know.
Are there animal English courses at either end of this bridge?
Yes.
They have signs, and they also have people, retirees, sitting there like park employees, and they're going, here, come here.
They do not.
To the mountain lion?
Yeah, right this way.
Come here,
little
boy. I
think it's a great idea. And you know what? If they did this on K-10, the deer car fatalities would go down, mark my words. The deer would just go across the wildlife overpass.
That is the dumbest thing I've heard you say in almost 15 years on this show.
I'm telling you, that's why they do this, because of all of the fatal crashes. Look at the size of the bridge, you guys. This isn't a little bridge. It is wide. It's grassy.
No, it's not. It's dirt.
And would not fit at all here.
Where are they most common, Dan?
Not here.
California.
Montana,
a ton in California,
Colorado,
Wyoming,
now
California.
Just for deer, I know that you think deer are dumb. I don't know if it would work just for deer, but it works for the other animals.
I don't know of a single human being that thinks a deer is smart. There's a reason. There's the term "vapid like a deer."
Yeah,
deer in the headlights.
Colorado is number one on wildlife bridges. Not making this up. That's what the article says. Bridge. California number two, but has the most projects underway to make them number one.
You know why? The overpass is an essential component of the wildlife crossing system, which is expected to reduce wildlife car crashes by 90%.
I'll believe it when I see it.
90%.
Why would I use the overpass when I can just run across the street?
Because as a deer, you're like, don't want to do that. Don't want to get hit by a car.
All right. Forget Junior and Jennifer. 2026 parents are paging through fantasy novels, binging on anime, and rewinding reality TV to find baby names that feel like an escape hatch from real life. This is according to baby naming Bible Nameberry. Moms and dads are ditching the traditional monikers and chasing names that sound magical, mythical, nostalgic. Okay? Some of them are inspired by viral series like A Court of Thorns and Roses. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
From that series comes the names Alistair, Ambrose, Bronwyn, Callista, Cassian, Emery's.
I don't hate them.
I don't either. I think they sound very nice. There's the anime wave as the wildly popular genre leaps from screens to birth certificates.
The what?
The what?
Anime?
Anime.
Anime, sorry. Sorry. Names like Aura, Jinu, Cairo, Kiyomi, Renji. I'd stick away from some of those.
I put this story in the stack just for a good laugh, and Scott, you are delivering.
Renji? Spell Renji.
R-E-N-J-I.
Oh, Benji with an R.
Correct. Why am I delivering?
Anime, come on. I mean.
I mispronounced it.
That's why it's funny.
Yeah. Mayhem.
And the new year is off to a great start.
We're back.
Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, you'll love this. Grandma and Grandpa throwbacks are now back in the rotation.
Okay.
Mildred?
Millie?
Not on the list, no. Betsy?
Love it.
Beverly?
Love it.
Bonnie.
And from the text line, I remember back to one of my first shows on this program. We were talking about old people names, and I piped in very confidently with, yeah, like, who would name their kid Beatrice?
Right, I do remember that.
Sure, Beatrice is making a comeback.
Yeah, I started a trend, Sam.
All right, so anyway, back to the grandma and grandpa sounding names. Gloria is back.
Okay.
Lenny, Nancy, Ronald.
Nancy and Ronald.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's probably because a lot of people who grew up in the 80s grew up with Nancy and Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And it's a nostalgic throwback.
Yeah, but those people are now our age, not having babies.
Well, what if you were born in 1980, you're 45 years old.
Yeah, I suppose.
And then here's the weird one. Number-inspired names.
Seven.
Seven did not make the list. There is one. I'm going to put it at the end.
What's in the box? 11.
No! 11 made the list?
Yeah,
I'm sure 11's things. Towards the top. Yeah.
Is there somebody on Stranger Things named 11?
The main yes. character.
Okay. Five. I want to get back to Stranger Things in just a second. And Sam, you know what song to
five.
Put up.
Five.
Four.
No.
Million.
No.
And nine.
Some of that might be inspired by the Umbrella Society.
I don't know who it's inspired by.
Great show. It's been years.
A million and billion also make the list. Cinco makes the list. And this one, and if you name your kid this, you belong in prison.
Can I guess?
Yes.
6-7.
No, what? It better not
no,
be.
It's not 6-7. 6-7.
Is that still a thing this year?
And we're going to try to make
slowly
it not.
Slowly dying.
Here it is. If you name your kid this, you belong in jail. Deuce.
It would be unfortunate, but what if you are the second, like Scott Parks the second, if you had a son?
I wouldn't name him Scott Parks Deuce.
With the third, you get Trip. Like my cousin, his was named after his father, which was Carl, which a little harsh for a baby's name, and he is the third, so he goes by Trip.
If your last name's something like Remington, then you can have a kid's name Deuce. That might work.
Or Trey.
Can you imagine asking your wife if she could take a deuce over to the football game? He's got practice this evening.
Hey, did you drop Deuce off yet?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. It was very satisfying.
Twice.
He's not my first kid. He's my number two. Anyway,
my oldest daughter, Sarah.
Dang it, honey. I wanted you to go pick up the Deuce.
God.
So my daughter, Sarah, has been trying so hard to get me into Stranger Things, but I've watched some of the previews. It just doesn't look like my fare. Anyway, she loves it, and a lot of her friends love it. And Sarah knows what a huge Prince fanatic I am.
Yeah.
And she calls me this morning and she said, Dad, you're not going to believe it, but Purple Rain was in the last episode of Stranger Things.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, that's cool. And she goes, oh, yeah, but you won't believe what my friends or some people are writing online. They were like, why are we using a song from a mid-rate, barely made it 80s performer?
Oh!
Let me tell you, kids. There were five pop superstars. I could even make an argument for Lionel Richie at number six. But there were five pop superstars in the 80s. They were Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Prince.
Yep.
Purple Rain. It was in the finale.
Was the finale the last one, Sam?
Yeah, it had a very...
Yeah, the finale is usually the last one.
It wasn't the penultimate.
No, stop. No, stop the tape. I didn't know if the last one that aired was the finale.
Yeah, it's the last one.
It is the last one that will air. Ever.
I cannot wait for you to go back on vacation, Sam, and rake some leaves, and for you to go back to Osaka or wherever it was you were. You guys are mean. You're mean. You're mean people.
It was one of the most prominent, so, you know, any show that's been going on for a long time in the finale, which is the last one, they will often go and touch the nostalgia of the show. And so they have all these long drawn out scenes. I'm not spoiling anything. Have these long drawn out scenes where they tie a bunch of plot lines together.
Yes.
Well, one of those scenes was backed by Purple Rain.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yep.
And you're mean too.
Finale equals final in a way that Wildlife Crossing does not equal bridge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kind of hard for me to feel sorry for him. Story here from NBC News. Oscar-nominated actor and brooding 1980s heartthrob Mickey Rourke apparently fell thousands of dollars behind on his rent and is now asking his fans for money to help him, quote, stay in his home during this extremely stressful time. Rourke's managers have launched a GoFundMe drive to help their client get cash to avoid being evicted from his home due to health challenges, financial strain, and the quiet toll of being left behind.
What does that mean?
That nobody wants to hire him anymore because he's old and his face has been had so many surgeries, plastic surgeries.
Wasn't
that
he just in the movie about the wrestler?
He was. That's where he got a BAFTA for Best Actor. That's British actors, whatever. That's the British Oscar. He won the BAFTA and was nominated for an Oscar.
He is 73 years old. Mm-hmm. I definitely remember The Wrestler because I went and saw it. But that was in 2008. Mm-hmm. He's also a professional boxer.
That's
okay,
true.
Where, you know, I could say where did the money go, but this is a story as old as time.
But keep in mind the movies that he's in, and a lot of these still air, which means he's going to get royalties from them. He was in 9 1/2 weeks with Kim Basinger. Remember?
I wasn't allowed to watch that movie.
I did. Oh, I wasn't allowed to, but I did. 9 1/2 weeks, Rumblefish, Iron Man 2,
okay,
and The Wrestler. These are all major box office hits.
Since then, The Expendables in 2010.
Okay.
Sin City, not a major box office hit in 2014. I mean, he should still have money.
This is money mismanagement.
Oh, Commando, 2022 release.
So he's had films.
Yes.
Oh, Section 8, 2022 release.
None of us have ever heard of it, but...
He was in 5 movies in 2022 and 1 in 2023. Where did your money go?
That tells me what he's doing is telling his managers and agents, grab every script I can get.
Yeah.
He was filmed leaving Sunday with a dog and a duffel bag full of his whatever's left of his belongings. That's sad.
It is sad, but...
It's $59,000 in back rent, but he's staying in some place that rents for $550 a night. A night.
Because he's still Hollywood.
Yeah, don't know.
Let me ask you this. If you're Mickey Rourke, you're 74 years old, you've been in some of the biggest movies around lately, and even in the 80s, 9 1/2. Sam, I'm going to go look at his filmography from the 80s. You wouldn't remember some of those, obviously.
They call him rich poor, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the term for it. It's not my term. Rich poor.
And he was good looking.
And living paycheck to paycheck.
Well, what's the difference from the one gymnast, I think she was, from the Olympics, who was giving her sob story?
Mary Lou Retton.
That was different, Sam. I'm sorry it was.
Driving a $120,000 Porsche?
Those athletes made nothing back then. They make nothing now.
But the rich-poor idea. She's driving around in a $120,000 Porsche and is asking for random people for money because she has medical bills.
He doesn't look anything like he used to.
He does not. They're asking for $100,000. Look, if his fans want to... Oh, as of this afternoon, the page has raised nearly $75,000.
Fools and their money are easily parted.
They're hoping this amount will give him stability and peace of mind during an extremely stressful time so he can stay in his home and have some space to get back on his feet.
He was in the remake of Point Blank, a blank.
Maybe rent a cheaper house.
I don't know.
Maybe if you make all these movies, buy one.
Did you see also last week, we'll just bounce around with some Hollywood news, that one of the former, I don't want to say it was a Disney star, but one of the former childhood actor stars is homeless living on the streets addicted to drugs.
That's too bad.
And then over the weekend, Tommy Lee Jones lost his daughter. It was one of those stars, and I'm not diminishing this at all, Scott, at all. But it was one of those stars like your daughters would probably know, but we would not. And, you know, co-stars are coming out saying this is so sad. You know, he literally looks skeletal on the verge of death.
That's too bad.
And then we had Andy a couple weeks ago.
Andy Dick
literally had to be revived on a soiled street where he overdosed.
Is it, there's a former Nickelodeon star.
Yeah, he's a Nickelodeon kid.
The actor from Even Stevens was just fired.
I really think, like, you know.
Oh, my.
People think, oh, I know. People think, oh, I want my kid to be a Disney star, Nickelodeon star. So few of those.
What's his name?
Childhood actors go on to live stable, amazing lives and work in whatever industry, Scott.
Is it Tyler Chase?
I think that's who it was.
But can you imagine being launched into that environment as a child and being expected to not only survive but flourish?
So you have all of this, quote, what you think is fame at a very young age, and then Hollywood is like, they eat those kids up and spit them out, Sam.
Oh, yeah. I remember him. Britney Spears was also a Disney star.
You can name a couple, and I would not say she's stable.
No, I don't think anybody would.
Is Bieber one of them? And
certain activities.
Oh, what's her name that was in Only Murders in the Building? There have been a couple of stars that have gone on to do other things from the launch of that, you know, Disney or Nickelodeon or whatever. I would never have wanted my kids to go down that rat race.
He was in Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. That was
a massive show.
Was that big?
Mm-hmm.
He was on for 33 different episodes. Most recent thing he did was Good Time Max. It's a feature film. I have no idea who he played.
And then Tommy Lee Jones' daughter, sadly, died over the holiday break at age 34. Found her body upstairs in the hallway of a hotel room, and it believed to be drug related.
Here he is on the left when he was on that. What was it? Ned's
Declassified School Survival Guide.
Okay, this is going to be him on the left. This Tyler Chase. This is him on the right, homeless and drug addled.
Oh, he was a prominent character on the show.
Yeah, he looks familiar to me, but I didn't. That wasn't my era or my kids' era.
Nor mine. But
it's terrible and it's sad and it's, you know, Hollywood isn't everything, right?
And you know, I don't know this for a fact. This would be my guess. A lot of these kids are probably intrigued by the idea of being on a Disney show
Their parents.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
Are intrigued.
Their parents push them in that direction. My kid can be a superstar, and then we never have to work again, and he'll be famous, she'll be famous, make tons of money. It's not how it works. And their parents are the ones who more often than, I mean, look at Britney Spears' dad, right? Not exactly the, you know,
most upstanding.
Yeah, he's not
guardian.
Not going to put him on the pillar at the top of the pillar of great dads in America. You're just not.
And then people wonder why she was spotted last week carting around a plastic pink fake doll baby carriage.
Did not know that.
Yeah, little like the kind you would put not a Barbie in, but a little bit bigger than a Barbie, and she was just walking around town with it.
Drugs are bad, kids.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Not laughing at it. Auschwitz survivor Eva Schloss, the stepsister of teenager Anne Frank, has died at the age of 96.
96, I saw that yesterday.
She was a tireless educator about the horrors of the Holocaust. The Anne Frank Trust UK, of which Schloss was an honorary president, says she died on Saturday in London where she lived.
Can I tell you, like, springboard off of that a little bit when we come back? I had forgotten she had a surviving sister. Did you know that a photo can tell 1,000 words from way, way, way back when? And over the weekend, AI outed in an infamous photograph from the Holocaust, finally identified and outed one of the SS guards in this infamous historic photograph. And I want to talk about it when we come back, and here's why. We always wonder way, way, way back when, who was this? Even if it's the kissing sailor, okay? They're now saying because of AI, those days are gone. Or if you have a fleeting shot of someone who's suspected of a crime, the technology now exists to out everybody.
Through aging or something?
No, through AI databasing is how they got the SS card. And I knew you'd be interested in that because you love World War II history.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Although this texter says Hillary Duff and Selena Gomez survived well.
Yep. There were a few bad years there. I don't forget Macaulay Culkin.
Was he a Disney star?
Not Disney, but any child
actor.
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
The entire cast of Different Strokes under the age of 20.
Yeah.
Dana Plato, Todd Bridges, and why am I drawing a blank on what you're talking about, Willis?
He did all right. I mean,
he's dead.
Can I get that one back?
Yeah.
Got it.
No. Mm-mm. It's out there.
Got it. Got it.
I think Todd Bridges is the only one of the three that survives.
I thought he was the one that was. He had all kinds of problems.
He did.
He's doing great in heaven.
Okay. What was his name?
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman. Thank you. All right. What's your story?
You can look this up later, but I thought you would find this interesting. For all of the bad that I believe AI can do, there are stories that come along every once in a while that I think it's good in weird ways and bizarre ways. In identifying people that would otherwise be unidentifiable for decades, okay? Mm-hmm. And the story was in the New York Times over break. It says, at last, a name for the murderous face in a Holocaust photo. Mm. With the help of AI, a historian has finally identified the killer in a 1941 image that defined the savagery of the Nazi regime. So it goes on and on, and it explains the photo, which I'm not, it's awful, Scott. It is
Can
awful.
I see it?
No. The harrowing scene is captured in 1941. They knew that. It became an iconic image of the Holocaust for the way it captured the savagery of mass slaughter. Hmm. But behind a man who is about to lose his life stands a uniformed, bespectacled Nazi soldier, and for decades, people said they want to know who this soldier was, okay? He's long gone, of course, right? Photo first emerged, by the way, in 1961 during another trial of one of the SS leaders. Quoting here from a scholar named Christopher Browning, it is stunning because it is rare for Holocaust photographs to contain so much detail about a perpetrator and a victim alike. That's why the photograph is so powerful. Historians have long struggled to understand the psychological makeup of the Holocaust perpetrators. Enter AI, because they didn't have the identity of this man. Yeah. They ended up contacting like long-lost family who provided a photograph, and they were able to plug this into AI, however that works, and AI spit out a 99.9% match.
Mm.
And quoting here from another scholar, this is huge news within the scene of Holocaust studies because no one ever knew this man's identity. Knowing the identity of the perpetrator, she says, is a massive step toward endowing the photograph with context that makes it more than just a macabre relic. And I believe it said he was like 30 years old at the time, 34 years old at the time, named
so he'd be long gone.
Jacobus Onnen, a former teacher.
Can you spell on him?
O-N-N-E-N. His dad was a teacher. Mom, you know, not that you're going to look back at anyone's history and go, oh, yeah, it makes sense that they would go and commit these atrocities.
Oh, that is a bad, that's a terrible picture.
It is, and it is infamous because it shows the perpetrator and mm-hmm. the victim in that moment. So AI now gave us the identity of that now long dead evil human being.
Can you imagine being his descendants as AI figures out that that's my great-grandfather.
That's yours. He belongs to you.
Well, and that's not their fault. That's not their fault. But, you know, the history of my family includes this disgusting, heartless, evil act.
Would you hide it?
I wouldn't brag about it. No, I would not brag about
it. I would be so ashamed, even though you know, like, let's say you're three generations later, you know, I would be so horrified and so ashamed, I would not want anything to do with it. I wouldn't want to know about it, and I know that's the wrong way to go about it. Like, you have to learn about history in order to not repeat it. If it touched my life in that way, where a member of my family was so vile and so evil, I just don't know that I would want to... I would try to spend my life making the world a better place. You can't correct what the people before us did, but you can, in your little footprint of your life, make the world a better place.
Well, and I've always wondered why it is that men my age, a little bit older, a little bit younger, find World War II history so fascinating. And I think, because everywhere I go, you know, if I say, oh yeah, I like to study World War II history. Oh, me too. I think I figured it out. There's two reasons. There's the natural curiosity.
Of how the hell did it happen?
Yes. And how is it that one man who had an awkward voice but was a very powerful speaker, there's no denying that, and who could make you think that it's not your fault, it's somebody else's fault, okay? How could he get an entire nation to either follow him or shut up? Even while all these atrocities are going on. And when my brother and I went to Dachau, which is right outside of Munich, in 2006, we went on a tour. And the death camp is right there in the middle of a neighborhood.
Just right there.
Yes. And they used the furnaces as they would
kill
them and then put them in a furnace. And the homes that are not very far from it, because we parked our rental car right there in the parking lot to go visit Dachau. And there were homes
right there,
across the street. And these homes were built pre-1945. Okay, wait, let me finish. The tour guide said, you may wonder why nobody reported anything. Everybody who lived in those homes at the time said they claimed they had no idea what was going on. That is a lie.
It is impossible to state an exact number of unidentified SS guards, as the vast majority of the estimated 200,000 perpetrators of Nazi-era crimes were never identified or charged after the war. Many simply took off their uniforms and returned to civilian life. But he is unidentified no more.
Well, you will be glad to know he died in 1943. I believe it was in combat in Ukraine. Bye.
But what does this mean, like, for other modern-day criminals? It, you know, there's a story in our stack today that there's a woman who's angry in, I think, San Francisco or San Diego, I don't remember, because there are so many surveillance cameras on the streets there that she says it's just one gigantic Fourth Amendment violation that you cannot get from point A to point B anywhere in this neighborhood without being photographed, you know, 46 times, whatever. So there's good and there's bad to that, right?
By the government or by private?
By the government.
Okay.
And
where is this?
It's in California, but this system exists in other places. You know, we want that system when a child has been kidnapped and there's an Amber Alert.
You want that system when a bomb goes off at the Boston Marathon.
You don't want that system when, and she's making the argument, if I go to the grocery store, if someone goes to a strip club or a bank and then go, you know, I'm going about my day to pick up my son. I'm not doing anything wrong, yet these gigantic databases are photographing us every single day and storing the data. And that's just a fact.
Never,
they are.
Never to be looked at unless or until there's a crime that's committed nearby.
But even you would say, I'm not going to hand over my email, even though there's nothing in there to see.
Absolutely. But the email service that we use is not owned by the government.
I will correct you, Scott. Unless or until they have a reason to find you.
Yeah.
You don't have to commit a crime.
It's called the Flock license plate reader system.
Oh, hey, guess what we are getting in?
It's Flock, isn't
guess
it?
Guess what we're getting in Flock? Blue Springs in Kansas City. Drones owned by
Flock.
Flock.
Yeah.
Did you have a frog in your throat? Why did you have to clear your throat, Sam?
She says it makes it
functionally impossible to go anywhere without being photographed.
What you're using is to get from place to place is owned by the government.
It's a public street. You do not have the right to privacy on a public street.
Mm-hmm. Nor on a sidewalk. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. If the government is coming onto your private property, and I can't believe I'm defending this.
I know.
What has become of...
And I would say, Scott, if it works so well, why did it take so long to capture Mangione or Brian Koberger? If we're really just being photographed every 15 minutes, we should be capturing really, really bad people within 24 hours.
But both committed their crimes in the dead of night. No pun intended. And Koberger only moved at night. Mangione allegedly shot, I believe his name was Brian Johnson, at, I think, 5:30 in the morning on a dark New York City street. And the photographs of him initially were only from the back.
Flock operates a centralized nationwide database collecting more than 1 billion license plate reads each month across 5,000 communities.
And Scott, you mentioned it's a private company. If it is contracted with the government, is that a loophole?
Which company are we talking about?
Flock.
No, the private company that I was referring to was the Odyssey email service that we use.
Well, no, but you had mentioned early on in the conversation by the government or by a private company.
I'm trying to remember the
meaning
context.
If the streets are surveilled, if there's a camera on every single street corner, is it the government or a private company?
That's not what I meant by that comment. What I was referring to is in this woman in California. Is she objecting to the government? It was just an inquiry. I wasn't trying to make a statement. Is she complaining about being photographed every single second of her life by the government or by driving down a street and somebody's Ring doorbell camera?
No, it's the government.
Gotcha.
Listen to this, Sam. The lawsuit alleges these cameras create a detailed, long-term record of anyone's movements, associations, and routines, all without a warrant. And I'm not saying that's okay. But what do you think your cell phone does? Every single day, it is tracking, and there's a database somewhere, right, Sam?
That's different, though, because you agreed to the terms and conditions of using that cell phone. You didn't agree to the terms and conditions of walking down the street as a private citizen.
The heck you didn't, because that private... You say private street or public street?
As a private citizen.
Okay. If driving is not a right, it's a privilege. And if you get into your car and get on a street, you are... by definition, giving the government permission to monitor its own property.
Any police officer, the suit claims, can access this database after watching a short training video with no requirement to show probable cause and little monitoring of how searches are used.
Now that bothers me.
Now that should bother everybody. You get a jealous ex-boyfriend that, where was she last night?
Well,
there should have to be a warrant, right?
Yes. Sam, what were you going to say?
We're just entering a state of surveillance, a surveillance state. And no matter what, private company or not, I thought the point you were trying to make, Scott, was that a private company can do it because they're not the government and that our rights are to protect us from the government.
That is true.
But if they're contracted with the government, they are an extension of the government. And I've got a bunch of qualms about I should be tracked because it's a public street. You don't give me the option to give you my tax dollars. You force me to.
You can walk through a field. 913-586-7798.
Could use a flight suit.
So good to be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, Sam, I have some disappointing news for you, my friend, and for me.
What?
They got their three eyes on the prize. The highly anticipated data from 3i Atlas's Earth tour last month, the data is in. A targeted scan of 3i Atlas for signs of radio transmitting tech came up empty.
Okay.
However, a Harvard scientist, Avi Loeb, claims this does not disprove the comet's potential artificial origin. Translation, I was wrong, but I'm not giving up. It is unclear, he says, whether a technological object would transmit radio signals to its senders, because such signals would take tens of thousands of years to cross the Milky Way galaxy.
He's got a great point.
Moreover, any such signal may not be transmitted in the direction of Earth or at the frequency band or date that were monitored.
Okay. I'm surprised they looked at this based on the theories that we've had, because if the theories are true, this rock, which is being disguised as a rock through holograms, but it's actually a spaceship that can warp time and space, you think it uses regular run-of-the-mill radio frequencies?
Okay, here's what I know.
Why'd you even point the thing at it?
Here's what I know.
Phrasing.
You're nuts.
They keep advertising on television this movie coming out called Greenland 2.
I didn't know there was a Greenland 1.
And we did not know there was a Greenland 1, okay? I love Gerard Butler. So I say last night, hey, this Greenland 2 is everywhere. I didn't know there was a Greenland 1. Let's watch the Greenland 1. You want to talk about Earth-destroying comet? Do not watch that thing before you go to bed. It is your typical world is coming to an end. The astronomers or astrologers or rocks studying people get it wrong.
Sounds great.
And instead of, you know, the debris landing in the ocean, it starts falling all over Earth. And some of the rocks are so big that it creates an extinction event. And so it's mass chaos.
This sounds great.
It's literally mass chaos. I was so stressed out watching it, I go, why are we doing this before bed?
So the reason you didn't ever hear of Greenland 1, let me give you its release date, July 2020.
Oh, pandemic movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. So look, I'm telling you, it's a good movie, but it's about what you would think would happen when the you-know-what hits the fan and governments are like, yep, the big one's coming.
And by the way, it falls 1 minute short and qualifies as a SAM.
It is short.
119 minutes. It is 1 minute short of being a MAM.
It is short.
A medium mass movie.
Do you think it really exists where there are secret underground life-sustaining bunkers?
So you're thinking of the movie...
Bunkers.
Yes.
There was a movie with John... Oh, gosh. He was in Say Anything...
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
He has a famous sister as well.
Yes.
And he's just a cab driver. He's divorced. And gosh, what was the name of that? Sam, will you look that up if you don't mind?
The movie with the guy in it.
Yeah, the guy from Say Anything. And why can't I remember?
Cusack.
John Cusack. Thank you. And they get on these gigantic boats. All the rich people are getting on these gigantic boats because the earth is going to be literally covered in water. And not entirely, but in the mountains, there are these secret caverns, basically, that have been created by the government to house the president.
Got some MREs in there.
Lots of MREs. Top generals and senators and stuff like that. And they're all racing to these. It's not the day after. It's
2012.
Was it 2012?
Yeah,
that's right. Thank you. It's actually a good movie.
There are many theories surrounding the giant underground cities that can sustain life for 100 years in a nuclear fallout situation. Of course, no government nor individual has ever admitted it.
Right.
That would kind of take away the purpose.
I just want someone to say to me that there's someone at NASA and the equivalent of NASA all over the world staring up there making sure nothing's coming straight at us.
How do you know we're not already living in one of those underground bunkers?
Right?
How do you know it's not all a simulation?
Greenland 2, Migration. It'll be released on January 9th, so in 4 days.
So you're talking about the Cheyenne Mountain facility.
Oh, you know about this, do you?
Yeah, out in Colorado. It's where NORAD is based. Yeah.
Okay.
But is that where the president, everybody's supposed to go if there's like
a secret undisclosed location. If Dan Weinbaum knows about it, it's not undisclosed.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they say in the movies. And there's also the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
There is
a complex under there.
A fantastic show based on this exact topic called Paradise on Hulu. And just watch some of it. You might think there's a chance we're in a simulation.
No, I'm good.
Just don't shoot at the sky, people.
We watch dog videos after that movie.
You're going to pop the bubble over us?
You might see the display ripple.
What happened to you in the last 2 weeks that you were not on the show? Have you lost your mind?
In all seriousness, don't shoot up in the sky. Gravity is real. It will come back.
That is correct. Thank you, Sam. All right, quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. If you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,